Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Vic Torres coming with another nugget of truth. And today I want to talk about recognizing that the Holy Spirit is a person. Now, many people think of the Holy Spirit as some like a vague force, something like energy, influence, or power. And that truly is an aspect of the Holy Spirit. But a more important aspect is to realize that the Holy Spirit is a person and not a thing. The Holy Spirit is one who thinks, he feels, he speaks, he relates. Understanding this truth changes everything. It changes the Christian life from one that's a mechanical religious experience into a living relationship. Recognizing the Spirit as a person deepens our relationship with him and allows us to respond not with just obedience, but with fellowship and worship. You see, the key to obedience is a relationship and fellowship of mutual love. You love him, he loves you. Therefore, you want to be pleasing to him. Now, before we go any further with understanding that the Holy Spirit is a person, we need to look at a common and sometimes confusing question. And that is, do I develop a relationship with Jesus or do I develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit? The short answer is that you're called to a relationship with God as a whole. Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Not one instead of the other. The Christian faith teaches that God is one, yet revealed in three persons. The Father is the source and the originator of all things. The Son, Jesus Christ, who is the one who provides salvation and reveals God the Father to us. The Holy Spirit is the one who dwells in you and makes God real in your everyday life. You see, these are not three separate gods, and you're not choosing between them. You're relating to one God experienced in three distinct ways. Now, I hope this is, this may be a helpful way to understand the Trinity. For example, I'm a father to my children, a son to my parents, and a husband to my wife. I have three separate roles, each one with a distinct function or purpose. My children, my parents, and my wife see me differently and relate to me differently. However, I'm still just one person. Now, I realize this may be an imperfect picture of the Trinity, but I hope it helps you to see that we have only one God, but in three persons, the Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at the relationship that we have with God. First, your relationship with Jesus is foundational. It's the basis of everything. You are saved through Jesus. You are forgiven and reconciled to God through him. And you follow him as Lord. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So your relationship with God begins with faith in Jesus. But next is your relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what makes that relationship alive and active every day. The Holy Spirit lives inside you. He guides, he teaches, and he convicts. He helps you to understand Jesus and to grow spiritually. In fact, Jesus said in John 16:7 that it was better for him, Jesus, to go away so that the Holy Spirit could come. The great truth is because instead of God being beside you or over you, he now would be in you. Now, here's a simple way to understand the relationship between the two. You come to God through Jesus. You walk with God by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will never draw attention away from Jesus. He always leads you towards him. He reminds you of his words and helps you become more like him. And so we come back to the question, who do you talk to? Well, let's keep it simple. You can pray to Jesus, you can talk to the Holy Spirit, and you can pray to the Father. A common biblical pattern is to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus by the help of the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus is the one who brings you into a relationship, and the Holy Spirit is the one who walks with you in that relationship every day. You don't replace one with the other. You experience both. So you are not choosing between Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You belong to Jesus, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you are brought to the Father. That's one unified relationship with God. The Bible attributes personal characteristics to the Holy Spirit. He speaks, Acts 13:2. He teaches in John 14:26. He guides, Romans 8:14. And he can be grieved, Ephesians 4:30. These are not qualities of a force, but these are qualities of a person. Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as he, not it. In John 16:13, Jesus says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." Listen, the language is intentional. Jesus wanted his followers to understand that the Holy Spirit would relate to them personally. And this Holy Spirit has a mind, will, and emotion. Again, these are characteristics of a person. The mind aspect is, that says that Spirit thinks and knows. Here's a scripture. "But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." That's 1 Corinthians 2:10. The Holy Spirit has a will. The Spirit makes decisions. And we're looking at 1 Corinthians 12:11. "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills." And of course, the Holy Spirit has emotion. You see, the Spirit can be grieved. The Scripture tells us in Ephesians, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Again, that's Ephesians 4:30. You see, you can't grieve a force or a power, but you can grieve a person. The Holy Spirit speaks, He teaches, He leads, and He intercedes. The Spirit speaks to people. Remember in Acts 8:29, "Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.'" The Holy Spirit teaches and reminds. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." We find that in John 14:26. The Holy Spirit leads. "As many as are led by the Spirit of God." That's Romans 8:14. And then the Holy Spirit intercedes. The Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. We see that in Romans 8:26. The Holy Spirit can be lied and He can be resisted. In Acts 5, in verses 3 and 4, Peter says that Ananias lied to the Holy Spirit. And then he equates that as the lying to the Spirit as lying with God, or lying to God, demonstrating both the Spirit's personality and His divinity. Acts 5:3 says, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?" And then remember when Stephen, he rebukes the Sanhedrin for resisting the Holy Spirit. And it says, "You always resist the Holy Spirit." That's Acts 7:51. Again, pointing to the Spirit as someone who can be opposed, not something passive or abstract. The Holy Spirit can be insulted. It says in Hebrews 10:29, insulting the Spirit of grace. Listen, the Holy Spirit has relationships. The Spirit relates to the Father and the Son within the Trinity. Jesus spoke of sending the Spirit in John 15:26, showing relationship and mutual interaction between the three. The Spirit also relates to believers. He comforts, He guides, He convicts, and intercedes. And we can find all of that beginning in Romans 8:26. The Holy Spirit is addressed as He. And again, I want to repeat that again. Jesus consistently referred to the Spirit using personal pronouns. Remember, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. We mentioned that before. That was John 16:13. If the Holy Spirit were merely a power, then the goal would be to use Him to access His strength for personal benefit. But because He's a person, The goal is relationship. We're not meant to use the Holy Spirit. We're meant to walk with Him. This difference is important. Many believers seek God's power, but they neglect intimacy or relationship with God. Yet true spiritual strength flows out of a relationship. Just as a friendship deepens through time, communication, and trust, so does our relationship with the Holy Spirit grow through prayer, obedience, and attentiveness. Seeing the Holy Spirit as a person opens the door to daily interaction. He's not distant, but He is present and active. He comforts in times of trouble. We see that in John 14:16. He convicts of sin and leads to truth. We see that in John 16:8. He empowers for righteous living. We see that in Galatians 5:16. He intercedes in prayer for us. We see that in Romans 8:26. These scriptural examples show deeply relational role. A force cannot comfort or intercede, but a person can. So what's important is cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And it begins, first of all, with awareness. Many believers live as though God is distant, yet Scripture teaches that the Holy Spirit dwells within them. Remember 1 Corinthians 6:19, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" This means that His presence is constant, not occasional. Awareness of the Holy Spirit changes our daily life. It turns routine moments into opportunities for fellowship, whether you're in prayer, whether you're at work, or just quiet reflection. You can acknowledge the Holy Spirit presence and invite His involvement in your everyday life. Communication is so important to any relationship, and it is essential in cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit. It involves both speaking to Him and listening for His voice. Prayer becomes more than a one-sided request. It becomes a conversation. The believer speaks honestly, shares his burdens, expresses gratitude, and seeks guidance. And at the same time, and this is so important, listening is equally important. The Holy Spirit often speaks through Scripture, through inner conviction, and gentle prompting. Developing sensitivity to His voice requires patience and consistency. Over time, you learn to discern His leading more clearly, recognizing the difference between His guidance and one's own personal thoughts. A relationship with the Holy Spirit deepens through obedience. When He convicts, guides, or prompts actions, your response really does matter. Obedience strengthens trust and increases spiritual sensitivity. Ignoring or resisting His prompting can dull spiritual awareness. Scripture warns believers not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Remember that. That's Ephesians 4:30. This implies that the relationship is dynamic and responsive. Just as in human relationship, responsiveness produces closeness. Now, obedience is not about perfection, but about willingness. Each step of faith builds a stronger connection and a deeper reliance on Him. We develop fellowship through the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit works closely with the Word of God. He illuminates Scripture. He causes it to come alive, bringing understanding and application to your life. You see, reading the Bible is not just an intellectual exercise, but it is a relational encounter. As believers engage with Scripture, the Holy Spirit reveals truth, convicts of sin, and encourages growth. This interaction strengthens the relationship as you learn to recognize His voice and align with His will. Cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit requires surrender. Rather than striving in personal strength, believers are called to depend upon Him. This dependence is expressed in daily choices. seeking His guidance, trusting His wisdom, and yielding control. Surrender does not weaken you. It empowers you. The Holy Spirit provides strength, wisdom, and direction beyond human ability. As dependence grows, so does the depth of the relationship. A genuine relationship with the Holy Spirit produces visible fruit. That fruit includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we see that fruit in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 to 23. These qualities are not achieved through effort alone, but are the natural result of walking in close relationship with the Holy Spirit. As you abide in Him, transformation occurs from the inside out. And so the only conclusion one can draw is that the Holy Spirit is not merely a divine power or mystical energy. He is a divine person, the third person of the Trinity. He loves, He speaks, He teaches, He feels, He relates. The Holy Spirit is not an impersonal force to be harnessed, but a divine person to be known. When believers shift from viewing Him as a power to embracing Him as a person, their spiritual lives deepen significantly. Prayer becomes a conversation. Obedience becomes cooperation. Faith becomes fellowship. Recognizing the Spirit as a person deepens our relationship with Him and allows us to respond not with just obedience, but again, with fellowship and worship. See, that's the key to obedience. A relationship and fellowship of mutual love. You love Him, He loves you. Therefore, you want to be pleasing to Him. I just pray that this word is an encouragement to you, and that through it you realize that the Holy Spirit is not against you, He's for you. And that the Holy Spirit is not something to be used, but something or someone to be in a relationship with. Heavenly Father, just cause this message to go forth, and that everyone within my hearing would benefit from this message, from this word. And we ask you to bless those that are listening, bless their circumstances, bless their finances, Lord, bless their health, bless their relationship. Bless their relationship most of all with you. In Jesus' name. Unless otherwise noted, all scripture quotations are from the New King James Version of the Bible. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission, all rights reserved.